Wayfair has launched a major brand refresh ahead of its first large format store opening. According to Marketing Dive, Wayfair launched a new campaign called Welcome to the Wayberhood, and it introduced a refreshed logo, updated jingle, new celebrity partners, and more, per a Wayfair press release. The brand has also enlisted celebrities including Lisa Ann Walter, Lisa Vanderpump, and Titus Burgess? Is that his name?
I guess so, yeah.
I should know that probably, to join its longtime brand ambassador Kelly Clarkson for a campaign that arrives as the online retailer prepares to open its first large format physical store this spring in Wilmette, Illinois. Chris,
fabulous Wilmette, Illinois.
What are you thinking about Wayberhood? The Wayberhood. Are you
the
welcoming yourself to the Wayberhood? Are you in on this? What do you think about the store?
I'm trying to think of the Mr. Rogers song right now, like to come up with some joke about the Wayberhood. But am I in on the, yeah, okay, so there's two angles. It's kind of the headline was interesting. Like they're deliberately trying to make the connection between the large store format and the rebranding, which I think is fascinating. But so my thoughts, I'm dying to hear what you think on the branding, but my quick thoughts are, having watched some of it on the commercials, it doesn't really feel all that different to me. It mm-hmm. just feels like more of the same, honestly. But the bigger part was what we started talking about a few seconds ago, which is that Wayfair is probably trying to tie this in from a PR perspective to a single store opening, which is kind of crazy when you stop and think about it. Like, we're doing a relaunch of a national brand campaign and we're deliberately trying to allude or tie it to a one store opening.
Yeah.
But that tells me that they think the new concept is that important or it's going to be that big. And it is that big. I researched it yesterday. It looks like it's going to be 150,000 square feet.
Yeah, massive.
And so, you know, if you read between the lines, that means they're going after IKEA, folks. They're trying to rebrand as we've got everything you need, right? Mm-hmm. Which, if you're going to physical stores, is honestly the only move I think they can make at this point. They've tried the smaller stores. I told the CEO Shaw to do this directly to his face in 2017. And so net, the proof to me again is going to be in the pudding of how that store operates. And if it ultimately is a more broadly pleasing aesthetic in terms of everything you can offer mm-hmm. to outfit your house on that, like I've talked about before, furnishing your house is a chore trip. You go to get it all done in one spot as easy as you can. That's why IKEA is really good. But IKEA's weak spot is the aesthetic. The aesthetic is limited in exchange for low prices. Hmm. Wayfair's aesthetic.
Like the store aesthetic is
no,
limited?
The product's aesthetic. The products that IKEA carries are very specific to an aesthetic for the most part. Hmm. And so Wayfair carries a much more broader range of an assortment. So, but the key will be, how do they showcase that in the store? How do they enable people to shop it quickly? I imagine it'll be set up, I'm guessing it'll be set up in a similar way to an IKEA, because it's, Wayfair does mainly, you know, box products for shipping, flat box products for shipping. So it'll be set up the same way as an IKEA, I'm guessing. I'm totally extrapolating, but seems logical. So the key will be, how do they merchandise to those larger aesthetics, and how do they get people the product they want in the store or delivered to their house as easily as efficiently as possible, which they're actually pretty good at doing for the most part. But
yeah.
What do you think? I mean, maybe hit the brand. What did you think of the branding, first of all?
I didn't really have much to say about the branding other than I think they're pulling in these big celebrities because they still have an awareness problem. I think there's still a lot of people who don't know Wayfair, who don't feel comfortable shopping Wayfair because there aren't any stores. Like, they aren't ready to invest, even if it's, you know, even if it's just $600 on a dining room table. Like, when you don't understand the quality and you've shopped IKEA or other things and you've seen that level of quality, like, the idea that if I don't like it, I can't bring it back somewhere is like canceled out, done. I'm not doing that anymore. So I think that the celebrities make sense. It's bringing new awareness to the brand in general. But I thought the biggest thing in that article was that they are committing to this opening of the store this spring, and they're now putting branding and traffic behind it. So I'm hopeful that we don't continue to see that date push back now that they're actually driving people to it.
And you didn't know that either, right? Like, that was kind of news to you.
I
had seen that a couple months ago. I guess I never talked to you about it, but
yeah. I mean, they've been talking about it for a long time.
They've been talking about it for a long time.
I think, like, you know, they were supposed to open one last fall. Mm-hmm. Like, all these things have been in the works in different parts of the country. So I think that to me was the real takeaway At the same time, I'm surprised that in this branding campaign, they haven't mentioned anything about the technology that they have, too. Like, we didn't see anything in that in any of the campaigns about, like, that cool generative AI room finder that they have. Like, all these ways that they are working really hard to enable a customer who has never ordered from them online to feel comfortable and confident in the purchase. So I think that was a big miss, too, if they're going to, you know, if they're running spots during the Oscars, which aren't cheap.
Yeah, although I will say... in some of the research I did last night, there were some allusions to like digital screens in the store, and I don't know how much that's conjecture by the journalist or being told to him or her by Wayfair. That's where I start to get really worried because, like you said, like these are, you know, if you're going to the stores, it's probably for the people that are less technically
savvy
in terms of how this all works, and so you start doing that kind of stuff where you have to get them acclimated to a new way to shop. We've seen that doesn't work. It doesn't work for Amazon with grocery. It's not going to work for you either, Wayfair. So I hope you're not doing that.
I hope you're just showcasing
the breadth of your assortment in a good way.
Because I interviewed their CTO, Fiona Tan.
Yeah, I think they're going to, too. And that's what scares the hell out of me.
She mentioned that several times. Like, we're trying to take the online experience into the physical. And I'm totally with you. If that ends up with kiosks, like, we're all in trouble.
And that could also be why, I mean, we're just speculating here, folks, but that could also be why the opening date has continued to push out, because you're trying to make this too technologically complicated experience. So I hope you're not doing that. You've got enough to play. I told this to him flat out, and at the time he kind of laughed in my face and said, there's no way we'll ever do that. Well, here they are now opening a bigger store. They can beat IKEA at IKEA's game in probably a smaller footprint too if they just highlight the breadth of their assortment. They can compete on price pretty effectively with them too. It just honestly hope at the end of the day makes their delivery costs lower too.
Yeah.
So there's enough to go on there. You don't have to trick this out.
Yeah.